U.S. officials today said the United States will take in up to 100,000 Ukrainians and others fleeing the war. And President Biden plans to commit $1 billion in new humanitarian aid for European countries taking in Ukrainians. Now, at the top of that country list is Poland. It has received some 2 million refugees, by far more than any other country. And tomorrow, President Biden flies to Poland. And that is where Ali Velshi is. He's anchor and economics correspondent for MSNBC and joins us from Warsaw. Hey, Ali.
Hey, good to talk to you, Scott.
So when the president visits Poland tomorrow, what will Poland be asking for?
Well, Poland's got a few things that it's concerned about. First of all, this is a country that has been occupied by the Germans. It's been occupied by the Soviets. It was an early entrant to NATO in the 50s. And so it's very worried about an expansionist Russia. It's concerned that if Russia takes Ukraine, and it's got this remarkably friendly relationship with Belarus, other countries are next. And Poland, they just feel it in their bones. There's no logical reason why Vladimir Putin would attack a NATO country, knowing what he'd get in response. But that's part of it. The second part of it is the overwhelming majority of the refugees who have left Ukraine have crossed into Poland. It's got better infrastructure for them. It's a bigger border, many more options. And this city, Warsaw, that I'm in, city of 1.76 million people, has somewhere now, in addition of to 350,000 refugees, so about 17% of the population. And they're all getting something that's like a social security number that they can work and go to school and get medical care. But the authorities here are saying this is getting really full, so we're going to need some help from the rest of the world in terms of how to resettle these refugees.
Yeah. Well, Ellie, tell us where you've been in Poland, what you've seen.
Well, I started, as you know, I was in Hungary for a few weeks, for the first few weeks on the border. Then I came in, and what I've been doing is spending time understanding the sort of the flow of what happens to a refugee who's come here. It's a bit more welcoming than Hungary is for a few reasons. Policy is better here toward refugees than it is in Hungary generally. There's also less of a language barrier between Ukrainians, who are Slavic language-speaking people, and Poles. It's not mutually intelligible, but it's better. It's still a way stop, right? It's still a place people get to because it was the place they could get to out of Ukraine, and they're not sure what they're doing. So I've been talking to people who've been taking Ukrainians into their house, giving them work, getting them registered for their benefits and things like that. So I've just been trying to get a sense of it. I will tell you, one of the things in Warsaw that's amazing is that every flag post is flying a Ukrainian flag, and there's signs all over the city about "We welcome you" and "We're with you." So it's generally a much more welcoming stance than they got when they got into Hungary, which had more of a get what you need here and move on.
Do you have an individual human story of either a host or a refugee you've been able to talk to?
Yeah, there was a couple who had an extra flat that was under construction, and they quickly renovated it to take in Ukrainian refugees. They've had 19 people go through so far. Right now, there's a family of five, or two families really, of five that are in there. And it's a short place to stop, but they'll get food and they'll be able to rebuild their lives and go on. And there are a number of people who sort of see this. The people I interviewed, whose home it was, said, "Look, today we're helping them. One day it could be us." So there's a real sense in this region that this is more serious than a small matter of Russia invading Ukraine. It is actually, as Volodymyr Zelensky keeps telling the world, this feels like a bigger war on the depths, on the doorstep of Eastern and Central Europe.
Well, and as you mentioned, people, they don't just remember their history; they live the history of being invaded. What is the mood there as far as fears of war potentially spilling into Poland? A Russian missile landed something like 10 miles from the border, right?
10 miles from the border, right. And that was a military installation. There are some people who are saying it doesn't reflect the idea that it would have been intended for Poland. But it's pretty close. And once you get 10 miles to somebody's border, so that's why NATO's meeting today in Brussels. They're having these discussions about what does a response look like. There are many who say Vladimir Putin will go up to that boundary of NATO, of which Hungary is a member and Poland is a member and the Baltic states are members, but not cross it. I will say the people in these NATO states, these Eastern European states that used to be part of the Eastern Bloc, used to be part of the Warsaw Pact, they just don't feel that level of security. They think that this needs to be stopped now, regardless of whether Ukraine is or is not a NATO member. Now, Ukraine did ask make us a NATO member right now. They've had an application in for some time. The NATO folks said that is a non-starter. They're not getting into NATO right now. So now it becomes a question of a humanitarian disaster and whether that's enough to motivate either NATO or the G7 or the EU or anybody else to say, let's get involved in a military way that's more serious than the one we're in right now.
Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent in Warsaw, Poland. Ali, thank you again for the time and safe travels.
Thank you, Scott.